Welcome to the Leaving Your Nets Behind podcast, where if you're a Christian who is lost or stuck in your career, you can find the inspiration, motivation, and practical application needed in order to change career paths and start doing the work you feel the Lord made you to do. I'm your host, Christian Stroop, and let's dive right in. Are you someone who is looking to make a career change that's a little unconventional and definitely outside of the norm? If so, in this episode, I'm going to share some of my personal story and what it has looked like for me in my life to live outside of the norm. Through that, I hope you find encouragement and inspiration as you're looking to take an unconventional path when changing careers. And something I want to highlight here with the intentionality behind this episode is that the goal is to help you understand the process to becoming comfortable living outside of the norm. Because you could make the best career change. You could be super successful in your new career, but if you're not comfortable living outside of the norm, odds are you're going to go crawling back to the life you originally wanted to leave in the first place, because the pain and discomfort of being outside of the norm is worse than the discomfort you felt living in the norm in the life that you had. So the goal is to just help you feel comfortable, help you feel mentally prepared for living outside of the norm when you do make that change. And when I look back at my life, I would say there's 8 steps to the process of becoming comfortable living outside of the norm. And just a quick background about me, just so you know where I'm coming from. I would say my life has been anything but normal since I was born. So my parents had me when they were 16, and they broke up when I was 3. So since I can remember, I've had split houses and gone from house to house. And I did that until 16, my sophomore year of high school. My junior year of high school, my mom's family moved to the East Coast. I'm originally from Spokane, Washington, so West Coast. So moved across the country for my junior year. Ended up going to a school in Virginia and then a school in Maryland that year. And then my senior year, I moved back to live with my dad in Spokane. And then 3 weeks after graduating high school, I packed all the things that I had in my car and drove out and moved to Portland, Oregon. And, you know, being 18 years old, you don't think about, you walk into a house and a bed is just there. Soap's just there. Paper towels are just there. You know, Tupperware, cups, glasses, dishes, all these things are, they're just normally in a house. But when you move out on your own, they're not there. So I had a kind of a rude wake up call moving out to Portland. I remember, you know, that my first night there, like it was yesterday, honestly, because I didn't have a bed and it was hardwood floors. And so all I had was a garage blanket that I was using to cover my TV on the drive. And so I just put that on the floor, put that on the hardwood floor, and slept on that for a couple nights before I got my bed in from Amazon. And yeah, that year was really just about making ends meet. I mean, I started as an Amazon warehouse worker, and then I was a cold call sales representative. Then I was a server. And then from there, I was like, well, I don't want to be a server the rest of my life. So I moved to Phoenix to go to school. I went to GCU. And there I met my wife and my best friend, an amazing community, and a lot of good times there. Me and my wife just moved back to Portland. And we were in a 400 square foot studio. Now we're in a tiny home. So still a little unconventional. Honestly, to this day, I have not spent more than a year in the same house with the same people, which is wild to think about when I was putting this episode together, just wild to think about. But I mean, there's a lot of things I can dig in deeper, and I will later on in this episode. But yeah, I feel very comfortable talking about living outside of the norm, because most of my life, that's really been what it's been like. So that's a little bit about me. Now, getting into the steps to becoming comfortable living outside of the norm, the first step is always you want to fit in and you want to be included in the norm. Like, no one wakes up and is like, I don't want to be included. You know, that's just not how it goes. So for me, same way, like I wanted to fit in and I wanted to be included in the norm. And that really played out growing up in school. Like I said, I went to a private school, but you know, I wasn't a perfect picture Christian, and I loved sports, but I wasn't quite a jock, and I was good at school, but I wasn't like, yes, school. So I wasn't really in the academic crowd, and I was definitely a little rebellious, and I just didn't quite fit in any box that was quote unquote normal. And obviously with my home life is a little different. Obviously going to a Christian school, the parents are a lot older, more established. And my parents, which by the way, I love them to death. Like I would not be here where I'm at in life without my parents. They're absolutely amazing. Like their love and support has been just phenomenal. They're the strongest people I know to have a kid at 16 and to have the lives they have and to raise me the way they did. Absolutely love them to death. Like nobody is stronger than those two people. But still, having split houses, them being young, it was, we all kind of had a chip on our shoulder. We were all different. And, you know, when I was growing up, I just didn't understand why I didn't fit in. And I wanted to. And that's the first step, is you just want to fit in. You want to be included in the norm. The second step is you get kicked out of the norm. So early on, I think, you know, I realized I didn't quite fit in. I mean, like I said earlier, I was kind of between groups, but also with split houses, I went to my mom's Monday, Wednesdays. I went to my dad's Tuesday, Thursdays, and I switched every other weekend. So I was kind of always bouncing around. But that being said, like if friends had plans to hang out after school, I just wouldn't bring it up because that would be taking away from one of the nights with either of my parents. So if friends were hanging out on a Monday, I mean, that would take away a night that I'd have with my mom. And if friends were hanging out on a Thursday, that would take away a night with my dad. And I always wanted things to be equal. So early on, I really had to choose, like, I'm going to choose my family over friends. And I think looking back, that was hard. But at the time, it made sense. And I still stand behind that decision. But that being said, you don't develop friendships the same way that other kids might. And, you know, being a little rebellious and not being fitting in a box, like I went to the principal's office every year at the private school I went to, kindergarten to sophomore year of high school, for various different things. But, you know, I was just constantly reinforced that I was not normal. Like that was not a thing that I was. And so, yeah, you kind of get kicked out of the norm. You get looked at different from teachers, from friends, from other people, and you're kind of kicked out of the norm. And the third step is you change to fit back inside of the norm. So obviously still wanting to be a part of the norm, you realize that who I am, that doesn't work. Who I am does not fit in there. And so you have to change who you are to start fitting back into the norm again. And so for me in my life, what that has looked like is just doing things that, you know, I thought was cool. So whether that was drinking or, you know, vandalism when I sophomore year of high school, things got really bad. So drinking, vandalism, I mean, you start talking about girls a certain way because you want to hang out with the dude. You just want to be a part of the crowd. You know, I think letting people kind of walk all over you. Like I have friend groups where, you know, you're kind of the rut of the joke. You're kind of just, you just roll with the punches because you know that's the only way you're going to fit back in. Because if you really stood up for what you thought or what you were thinking in that moment, you know, well, then you might not fit in and you might get kicked out again. So that's the third step, is you change who you are to fit back in the norm. The next step is you realize you don't even want to be in the norm. So I think when I was in those friend groups that I was in because I just wanted to fit in, I kind of changed who I was, how I talked, how I thought to fit in, I would leave those occasions just thinking, man, what am I doing? Like, why did I do that? Or why did I say that? just kind of being grossed out by who I was and how I acted and what I was saying when I was with certain people. For what? Just to fit in. And, you know, that's kind of the friendship relationship side. And when I think, you know, talking about careers, when I first got into corporate America after college, like, I did what you do, right? Like, you go get a degree and you go get a stable 9-to-5 and you work hard and your goal is to climb the ladder so that you can provide well for your family. And man, I just got there and I just was like, I can't. Like, I cannot do this. Like, I know this is normal, but I don't want it. Like, I don't even want that. And you start to realize that, yeah, you don't even want to be in the norm. And that leads you to the next step, which is you remove yourself and go outside of the norm on your own accord. And so this is where you kind of risk it all. And it's a defining moment in your life because you're going back to that point where you're kind of the outcast. You almost reject yourself in a way. You start to break off friendships that you know aren't serving you and who you want to be and like who you feel the Lord is calling you to be. You start to break off those friendships. Maybe you break up with somebody who you were only with because you were putting on that mask because you wanted to fit in and be a part of the norm. You know, I think for me, when I talk about putting on a mask, like that was always a really big thing for me because bouncing around so much, I had to be somebody to my mom and I had to be someone different to my dad and I had to be someone different to my teachers and I had to be someone different to my friends. And I just learned really well that, hey, like whatever you need me to be, I can be that and I can be that really well. And this is a really freeing step because you say, I don't want that anymore and I'm going to remove myself. I understand you guys will not understand who I actually am and that's fine. I'm going to initiate the break here. And yeah, like I said, it's a defining moment. And I think I had a couple moments like this in my life. The first was when I was sophomore in high school, like I said, private school. This was where I was farthest away from the Lord. I thought that the Lord was Zeus and he was going to strike people down. And, you know, I was dealing with a whole bunch of depression, a lot of suicidal thoughts. I started drinking. The vandalism came up. I didn't really care if I lived at that point. I think the biggest thing that really kept me going is that I just didn't want to put that hurt in my sister, Naomi specifically, like my whole family. But my first sibling, her name's Naomi, and my little sister, and I didn't want her to feel that pain. I didn't want her to grow up ever wondering why her brother wasn't around or I just didn't want her to feel that pain. And so that's the reason I stuck around. But people knew that I needed to change. Like it was clear. And so that was a big reason why, I mean, we went to the East Coast with my mom's family is to just get a change of scenery, change of schools, change of people. And you know, that was the first moment where, you know, I got to remove myself from the norm on my own accord. And you know, that leads to the next step is wrestling with the acceptance of who you are and what it means to be outside of the norm. So when I was in Virginia, in Maryland, I had a lot of moments by myself in this new environment. And I really got to figure out who do I want to be? You know, my faith at that point in time still wasn't where I was thinking about, you know, the Lord and what he made me to be or what he made me to do. But I was just at a point in life where it's like, who do I want to be? You know, I put on these masks. I've always been someone else to different people, whatever they need me to be. But I know I'm not a part of the norm. I know that I don't fit in. And so now it's, who am I? Like, who am I? What does that mean? What do I want to do with my life? How do I want to show up? And you start to really accept that about yourself. And it's a very isolating period because you have to do that alone. You can't do that with other people because other people in that, you know, not pressure to fit. Yeah, kind of pressure to fit in, but also their input means so much to you that it kind of skews the way you think. So you almost have to do this by yourself. And now as a Christian, I would say with the Lord in that present, in that moment, and I'll get to that a little later, but in Virginia it was, okay, everyone's gone. I'm across the country. Who do I want to be? And then the second time I really had to wrestle with the acceptance of who I am and what that means to be outside of the norm is when I moved to Portland on my own. You know, I originally moved out after high school. I originally moved out there to follow a girl, and that blew up like as soon as I got there. So it was a year of isolation and also heartbreak, and it was really, really tough season for me. And that's when the Lord showed up, and that's when I really developed my faith. And that's when I really started wrestling with the Lord as far as like, what do you have for me? Who did you make me to be? What am I supposed to do with my life? And what does it look like to serve you and carry out a mission that aligns with what you made me to do? And, you know, those were the toughest times, but they were the most defining times. And if I wasn't willing to wrestle through and accept kind of who I was and who the Lord made me to be outside of the norm, and if I had just gone back and into the norm and done things that other people wanted me to do, I never would have processed through those things and got to where I am now. So it's really important. That's a really important moment. The next step is you embrace living outside of the norm and you build your life accordingly. So after this time of independence, where you've taken yourself out of the norm because you don't even want that, then you wrestle with who you are outside of the norm and what that even means. Now you start to really understand who the Lord made you to be, you know, who you are, you know, the way you think, the way you talk, the way you want to live life. And now you're able to embrace that and go build a life around that. So you start to enter into relationships, romantic or friendships, whatever. You're able to start embracing those new relationships and seeking those out and staying true to who you are. So it's not like earlier on in the process where you're going back into friendships, but you're changing who you are to fit in. No, like now you know who you are and you know that that's outside of the norm, but that's okay. That's who you've been made to be. And you go into these friendships and you start to find people who accept that and who maybe think the same way or really just value your input or your differences or your uniqueness. And that's a really sweet time when you're able to do all that hard work and embrace that you're outside of the norm and then go and find new friends who value that. This could also look like quitting the job that you're in, that you're only in because you just... someone told you should take it. Your parents said it would be really successful if you went to college and you got a stable job and you started saving up for retirement and you bought a house and you put away money for your kids' education and you did all these things, which are great. Like I'm not saying that those are bad things, but if you're someone who doesn't actually survive inside of the norm, like it kills you every day, then that's just not something that's feasible for you, like mentally and emotionally. And so when you get to a point where you can accept who you are outside of the norm, then you can in full faith quit that job, especially when you know who the Lord's made you to be and what he's made you to do. If you quit your job, corporate job, or just switch sectors or whatever that looks like, in pursuit of what you feel the Lord made you to do, like the Lord will open doors and he will provide, and there will be so much goodness that comes from that. The last step is you can now start to help others do the same thing. So you've gone through this whole process and you finally gotten to a point where you wanted to fit into the norm. you got cast out because that didn't work. Then you changed who you are to fit in again. You realized that you don't even want to be a part of the norm or who you have to be to fit in. Then you personally take yourself out of the norm. You start to embrace and accept who you are outside of the norm. You start to engage and interact and put yourself out there to relationships, opportunities, work environments, whatever, that align with who you are outside of the norm. And now you get to help so many people who are feeling the way you were when you just wanted to fit in and you couldn't because you weren't normal. And that's one of the coolest things about the business I'm doing now is I've always been outside of the box. I've always been outside of the norm. I've always thought different. I've always questioned, why are we doing this? Like, why are we showing up for 40 hours a week to trade time for money, for a salary, to buy things that don't even matter? Why are we doing that? Like, I've always been someone who thinks differently. I've always been someone out of the box. And previously, I've always been punished for that. I've always been outcast for that. And to get to a spot through a whole bunch of years, isolated, through the Lord showing up for me and really showing me who I am and what He's made me to do, to now be able to use my uniqueness and my out of the normness to help other people who are hurting in their careers change career paths and go down the unconventional way to pursue what they feel the Lord made them to do, to actually find meaning and purpose in their everyday life. That is so exciting. I absolutely love doing that. And you can also help people be comfortable living outside of the norm when you go through this process yourself. And it's one of the most rewarding things in life. Like, genuinely, it really is. And so that was a lot of kind of more life stuff, more encouragement stuff, more just like my story versus just straight up career advice. But I think it's really important because, once again, if you don't understand that it's okay to be outside of the norm in your career and be comfortable with that, then odds are you're going to stay stuck in your current career or in the norm. And it's not because you can't be successful in a new and unconventional career. It's because you're not mentally prepared or ready to be outside of the norm and all that comes with that. And so I hope you found encouragement through that. I hope you found some inspiration if you are looking to make an unconventional career change. And if you're listening to this, I'm so happy that you are. And I know that you're going to just absolutely do amazing whatever you do. And I just hope you have a great rest of your day. And I'll see you on the next one.